NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by your Ford dealer, the place you gotta go to see what's going on. Now with the news, Jeffrey Pond.
The enemy offensive in South Vietnam today went into its fifth week. Rockets and mortars shelled 30 Allied outposts, mostly on the approaches to Saigon, and there was scattered fighting in the capital's outer defense region. There's some expectation of a surge of enemy activity around Saigon this weekend. Today, the Viet Cong said there will be more severe blows to come, and Hanoi charged that U.S. planes violated the bombing halt by striking a province just north of the demilitarized zone 2 days ago. President Nixon spent the night in a mansion high on a cliff overlooking the Pacific at San Clemente, California. He may buy a home, perhaps that one, as a vacation White House. He's also thinking of building a library in that area to hold his official papers. Today, the Nixons will drive over to the nearby San Juan Capistrano Mission House, whose faithful swallows have returned to nest again. The president is also waiting for the arrival of Ambassador Ellsworth Bunker from Vietnam. A report on Bunker's trip from Bob Jones, NBC News, Saigon.
U.S. Ambassador Ellsworth Bunker left Saigon at 4:15 p.m. local time today, en route to California for talks with President Nixon and Secretary of State Rogers. Bunker was cordial to newsmen at the Saigon airport, but said he would not comment on published reports that he favors resuming the bombing of North Vietnam. General Creighton Abrams, the U.S. commander in Vietnam, was at the airport to see the ambassador off. He is not going to the West Coast meeting. There is considerable speculation in this capital that secret peace talks are either underway or about to start in neighboring Laos. That could be one item on the agenda for the president and his Saigon envoy. Bunker would say only that the talks will concern Vietnam. Bob Jones, NBC News, Saigon.
Defense Secretary Laird told members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Friday that the Nixon administration is working through private channels to achieve peace and is not relying only on the Paris talks. He gave no details. More news after this from Ford.
There's only 26 more days till Maverick arrives. Maverick, the new small car from Ford. Import buyers will want to wait till April 17th, but you others, here's news. Right now, your Ford dealer is having a countdown sale, knocking down prices as he counts down the days till Maverick arrives. You get sensational buys on a Galaxy 500. With special list price reductions on popular options, you can pocket up to $144. The countdown sale includes Fairlane, with price reductions that add up to $101 on this great selling intermediate. You always save on a Falcon, but the countdown sale reduces Falcon's list another $52. And the Mustang Sports Roof is priced lower than a comparable 68 model. Right now, it's also equipped with options at special prices. Mustang, a neat package at a price reduction of up to $173. That's right, $173. Your Ford dealer's countdown sale is on now, so now's the time you gotta go see him and save.
Once again, Jeffrey Pond.
Last night's medical report on former President Eisenhower said his condition was favorable, despite his doctor's admission of new concern. They said General Eisenhower had a spell of congestive heart failure a week ago, which may have weakened him. The Soviet-Chinese border in the Far East is said to be calm. A French news report says the Russians and Chinese are backing off quickly from the danger of a major confrontation in their border dispute. The dispatch says Soviet and Chinese representatives have had several contacts in recent days to end the threat of war. There's been more gunfire on China's border with Hong Kong. One man escaped to Hong Kong, although critically wounded. The police say Chinese border guards apparently shot and stopped a second man. Sources in Nigeria report that Nigerian Air Force MiGs have caused a transport plane to crash at Biafra's Annabel airstrip. The MiGs shot up the runway, and the transport flipped over when it hit one of the shell craters. The plane reportedly was not one of those that have been delivering relief supplies to Biafra. More in a moment.
Ford's new Maverick, it arrives April 17th. Ford dealers' countdown sale, that's on right now. The countdown sale. Your Ford dealer's knocking down prices as he counts down the days till Maverick with sensational buys on Galaxy 500s. Specialist price reductions on popular options such as vinyl interiors, body trim, white sidewall tires, wheel covers, rim blow steering wheel, 390 V8 engine, air conditioning, tinted glass, all these, and the price has been reduced by $144. So see your Ford dealer during his countdown sale.
UN Secretary General Thant may ask the British today to let a UN mission visit Anguilla. The UN's Decolonization Committee has voted to send fact-finders to the tiny Caribbean island where the British have landed troops because of alleged control by men London describes as gangsters. Britain is expected to bar any UN investigators on the grounds that Anguilla is no longer a colony and therefore not in the committee's legitimate sphere. Once again, the hour's top story. The enemy offensive in South Vietnam has gone into its fifth week, with the Viet Cong warning of more severe blows to come. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again on the hour when Ford brings you NBC Monitor News. Peru 68 on Monitor 69, the Baja Marimba Band. Discuss sex and nudity in films with movie columnist Sheila Graham shortly. Part of Monitor's overall coverage of the new freedoms this weekend. I'm Gene Rayburn, and for this most colorful show in radio, green is the color of the week, green for spring, which sprang in on Thursday, and green for the newest from Mason Williams, his variations on the classic Green Sleeves.
Jason Williams there. Incidentally, he'll be a guest here on Monitor later today. I understand he's written a poem which takes a pretty strong shot at TV censorship. Try to catch it.
It's a stuffy, uncomfortable feeling for me.
It's a tense, tight, burning sensation.
Rotten. Miserable.
Whatever you call heartburn and acid indigestion, Digel relieves the symptoms. Digel is the extra action antacid. Digel not only contains effective antacids, it has the extra action of simethicone in a patented formulation that breaks up frothy bubbles of gas to help relax your tense, tight stomach. Digel, the extra action antacid, brings you more complete relief. D-I-G-E-L, Digel, tablets or liquid at all drug counters.
When you get a minor kitchen burn, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Cools, soothes, aids healing. Stop skin pain with Solarcane. Spray, lotion, or cream.
This weekend on Monitor, the subject to which we're giving special attention is the new freedom. We're taking a long, hard look at the rapidly changing morality of our society, if it is changing. And one of the areas in which the word look is particularly applicable is the movie industry, where nudity and overt sex are more nude and more overt than ever before, we think anyway. But let's hear what our Monitor guest, the noted columnist Sheila Graham, thinks. Sheila, what do you think? Are times changing? Are we more immoral?
I don't think we're more immoral, but we're kind of showing it more, that's all. I think people have been doing this for a long time, but now in films, with the new ratings, where X, you know, and only for mature audiences, I think they're going as far as they can go. And I think they've, in some cases, really have gone too far. It's like reading a dirty book. When I was very young, I'd be in Paris, I'd buy a dirty book, open the first few pages, and it was fascinating. And then somehow you want to vomit, and you throw it away. Well, I think that's what's going to happen.
So then you think the basic themes of current movies will change sometime soon. What about the one, the basic theme in which Rex Harrison and Richard Burton portray a homosexual couple? Do you think this endangers their careers, or will it enhance them?
I hear that it's a very good film. I haven't seen it yet because it isn't quite ready to be seen. I think it'll cause a lot of talk, and publicity is always good for any career, and they're both such good actors. I understand that there is a scene in this film that has nothing to do with Richard Burton or Rex Harrison. They look out, Richard, who's a homosexual barber, looks out of the window and says, "Come here," to Rex. Rex goes over, and they see a couple making love, I mean the actual act, on the grass outside, and the camera pans to the couple. And for the first time in an American-made film, you see the complete act of love.
And really?
Yes, and this is going to be quite startling. Yeah. So why did they do that in this film? They didn't have to, because they wanted to join the band, let's say.
You're saying that it was unnecessary.
Unnecessary. They dragged it in for shock effect and to join the current trend.
Have you ever been so shocked at a motion picture that you've walked out of it?
Oh, no. No, yeah. I've walked out of films because I'm bored, but not because I'm shocked. No, you know, shock effect rather holds you. You know, it's like suspense. It has the same keeping you in your seat thing.
One last quick question here. Aside from the actual films, do you think there's any kind of new freedom in the private lives of movie actors and actresses, a changing set of moral values?
You see, the boy and the girl next door used to do what the movie stars do. And I think the movie stars are copying the boy and the girl next door to keep up with things, that's all.
Sounds healthy to me.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Sheila.
Thank you.
Our guest has been the well-known columnist, Sheila Graham.
The Rexall wants and sale is back in town. The Rexall wants and sale is here.
This is the original one-cent sale, where you get twice as much for just a penny more. It's on at your Rexall drugstore right now. Save on scores of one-cent sale items. Rexall products are guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Don't miss this big chance to save. The Rexall one-cent sale is on now, exclusively at your Rexall store. Ends this Saturday night.
So hurry, hurry, hurry to the sale, that is. But if you're going by car, drive carefully. And wherever you are, stay on the Monitor beacon.
Now, science has done something about re-siding and repainting problems which have plagued homeowners. Now there's Renew-It, an amazing resurfacing material from the Delco Corporation. When power sprayed on your home, Renew-It gives it added strength, value, and beauty. It fuses with any surface, cement, wood, stucco, shingle, or brick. Waterproof, Renew-It, insulates your home, and you know how important that is during these cold weather months. Available in 14 decorator colors, Renew-It lasts up to 30 years and comes with a 10-year material replacement guarantee against peeling, chipping, and cracking due to product failure. Delco will caulk your windows and doors and reset your leaders and gutters free when they power spray Renew-It on your home. No money down, months to pay. To see the incredible Renew-It torture test in your own home, call AX7-0188. That's AX7-0188. In New Jersey, call 333-4646. Out of area, call Collect, AX7-0188.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
Gene Rayburn with more of Monitor on this first Saturday in spring, and the question is the weather going to be spring-like or not? The Monitor weather map shows the answer to be yes, for the most part. Sunny, dry weather is expected for most of the nation, with some shower or thunder shower activity in the southwest, a slight hangover of winter, however, for the central and northern Rockies, where they've had some snow. The lower Great Lakes and Appalachian regions in the form of some more scattered snow flurries.
When a man starts putting on weight, he comes to that point where he either must buy new clothes or go on a diet. And it's a lot easier for most to get new clothes. There comes a time also when the gradual deterioration of the rubber in your wiper blades reaches a point where they're streaking your windshield in bad weather, dangerously blurring your vision. Now you should, to survive, either get new wiper blades or refills, or stop driving. So it's easy. Just look for the big, bright yellow AMCO windshield wiper service cabinet. They're in service stations everywhere. Have the man quick fit your car with the right AMCO blade or refill to put your wipers in brand new wiping condition. You'll recognize AMCO. They're the top quality push-button refillable blade. And you ask the man who sells them. He knows the quality and craftsmanship that is built into every blade he sells. And if he doesn't ask you if your wiper blades are streaking your windshield, you remind him and ask for AMCO. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
On Monitor, the fifth dimension, with Aquarius. And here come to drum. Here come to drum. Drum, there it is.
Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Are you interested in Mickey Mantle, the anti-ballistic missile, How long it would take to reach the nearest star? 5 speeches President Eisenhower did not make that might have changed the course of history? Well, so am I, and I'll be back to talk about same. But now let's meet Casey Stengel, one of the smartest baseball men in the history of the game.
Bob, let me tell you about one smart move I made years ago outside the ballpark. That's when I took out health insurance from Mutual of Omaha. Man, do they pay off. I've been in the hospital a couple of times lately, and I'm sold on the way they protect youngsters like me.
What kind of Mutual of Omaha protection do you have, Case?
You call it extra security for the over 65 set. Bob, they even pay off on top of Medicare.
You'd recommend it?
All the way. I've seen them all, and Mutual of Omaha is the best. I'd recommend them to anyone.
And friends, that could be you. So play it safe and call your Mutual of Omaha man. Let him bring your health insurance up to date.
Bob, for a young man, you give good advice.
Mickey Mantle quit his $100,000 a year job with the New York Yankees for a good, simple, conscientious reason. He wasn't going to be worth $100,000 this season. I can't hit anymore, Mickey explained. Would that everyone in every endeavor speak such forthright lines. Hitting was what he was paid for, not fielding or making speeches. Mickey wasn't going places anymore, so he hung up his glove. Well, that debate on whether or not to build a multi-billion-dollar anti-ballistic missile system for the protection of our missile launching sites and silos hasn't really begun yet, despite all you've been hearing and reading. To ABM or not to ABM is the question that is already beginning to tear Congress apart. What is bound to be one of the most illuminating dialogues of our troubled age is underway. It's all bound up in incomprehensible costs and flabbergasting estimates on just how many millions of human beings might die if the system isn't installed, and how many millions will be saved if it is. What the Russians are up to. What's with Red China? Who needs a thermonuclear war in the first place? And, of course, whether the thing will work. The public has a right to know, since it is the public whose jugular is bared. In space circles, there's always been talk of going to the stars. Well, don't hold your breath until that happens. If we could build a vehicle that possessed the speed of light, and we can't because the speed of light happens to be 186,284 miles per second, the astronauts in that vehicle could put themselves 5,880,000,000,000 miles from Earth 1 year after liftoff from Kennedy. Incredible, what? But they'd still need 3.4 light years to reach Alpha Centauri, our nearest star, where they would be promptly incinerated. I promised to say something about General Eisenhower's unspoken speeches. Well, there are 5 of them lying around someplace, and nobody on his staff seems to know just where. They were written to be delivered on 5 appearances on Russian television and radio during the president's scheduled 1960 visit there. One of the men who worked on those speeches believed sincerely that if they had been made, we might never have had the Cuban Missile Crisis and many subsequent clashes with the USSR. But without Eisenhower's direct knowledge, the CIA sent Francis Gary Powers on a U-2 flight over the Soviet Union just a few short weeks in advance of Eisenhower's scheduled arrival. The Russians shot down our spy plane, and Ike's words were never, never heard. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now, here's a word from an old friend of mine, baseball's one and only Casey Stengel.
Bob, you know how I like to talk, especially when I feel strongly about something. Well, I really believe in my health insurance from Mutual of Omaha. I've been in the hospital a couple of times lately, and that policy has paid off in spades.
Casey, Mutual of Omaha's extra security coverage can pay tax-free cash in addition to Medicare. If you'd like more information, write to Mutual of Omaha, Omaha, Nebraska.
On the Line with Bob Considine will be brought to you again later today by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha.
Here's where you meet your friends on weekends. Love is the root.
movie. Love is like a cup with tears. Love is picnics. Love is get up to your ears. Love is Christmas. Love is dreams that might come true. Love is daisies. Love is what you have to do. Hey, lover, don't you worry. Let the heavy duty cold power do it. No matter how dirty, I just suck a little cold power. Do it, cold power. No hot water drinking for you. Cold power, germ groups too. Love is groovy. Love is collars nice and clean with cold power.
Now let me suck a few words to you from the Oak Flooring Institute, if I may. Playing games with illusion and reality is fine for a magician. Sometimes you get a kick out of being tricked. But buying a new home is no time for illusion. It's a time for facing facts, like does that new house have a real floor in it or just a rough concrete or plywood subfloor covered up with carpeting? Carpeting wears out, and who's going to have to replace it? You is, that's who. When you look at a new home, look for real floors. Oak floors. Oak floors never wear out, and they let you decorate any way you like. You don't take a chance with oak floors. Booker T and the MGs, and that leaves just enough time for us to say hello to NBC stations all along the line, among them WHO Des Moines, Iowa, which serves a wide area of the Midwest. Gene Rayburn, back in a moment or two. Shooby-dooby-doo. And is someone going to ring our chimes any second here now?
Big Wilson here. 20 painters, sculptors, and graphic artists will exhibit from March 23rd to April 10th in the Community Gallery of the Brooklyn Museum, Monday to Saturday from 10 to 5, Sundays and holidays 1 to 5. The Mount Vernon High School PTA is sponsoring a production of Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific for the benefit of the Students' College Fund. It'll be at Mount Vernon High School Auditorium, 100 California Road, tonight and March 29th at 8:45 p.m. and tomorrow at 2:15 p.m. The Stony Hill Players of Berkeley Heights, New Jersey, will present The Seasick Pirate, a musical comedy for children at Summit High School in Summit, New Jersey, on Saturday, March 29th at 2 p.m. It's for the benefit of the retarded children of Union County, New Jersey, Association for Retarded Children. For additional information, please telephone area code 201-464-9408. The Stony Hill Players of Berkeley Heights, that number again, 201 area code 464-9408.
Jack Hayes has something you want. Weekdays, noon to 3, on WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
This is John Wolfe, WNBC News. It's 10:30, 44 degrees in New York, and cloudy. The race for the Democratic nomination for mayor of New York City has become more interesting. Supporters are urging former Mayor Robert Wagner to enter the race, and Wagner says he's considering it. Wagner said last night that he's been assured of enough financial support.
He says he will assess the situation and then decide. There are already five announced Democratic candidates, with more expected in April. All but emergency cases are being turned away from Harlem Hospital, and hospital officials say the 900-bed institution will be closed within a week. This because of staff shortages and a lack of funds. The problem has been fomenting since last week, when Mayor Lindsay announced job freezes and money cutbacks at all city hospitals because of the proposed 5% cut in state spending. Police have arrested a third man in connection with the torture slaying last week of Ray Edward White. White's bound and burned body was discovered in an abandoned apartment in the East Village. Detectives have charged 21-year-old Robert Hayes with homicide. Hayes is allegedly an honorary member of a motorcycle gang. Two members of the gang have also been charged with murder in the case. The state Supreme Court in Brooklyn has awarded more than $500,000 to a Long Island Railroad commuter for injuries received 6 years ago during an alleged beating by a railroad policeman. 61-year-old James Murray received the award yesterday when the court ruled not to overturn a jury decision in the case. Executives from several major department stores spent most of last night identifying more than $1 million worth of stolen goods. The loot was seized in Lower Manhattan yesterday by police and FBI agents. Five men were arrested for possession of stolen property. The raided building was just two blocks away from police headquarters. The State Public Service Commission in Albany has asked Penn Central Railroad President Alfred Perlman to testify at an April 1st hearing. The commission wants Perlman to explain why the railroad does not give what the commission calls fast, comfortable, and clean service to its commuters. Arthur Rosenfeld, dean of police reporters in New York, died of a heart attack today at his home in the Bronx. Rosenfeld, known as Artie, had been with the New York Post for more than 40 years. New York City Real Estate Commissioner Carl Madonick has resigned to accept a post in private industry. Madonick played a key role in the city's acquisition of the Brooklyn Navy Yard. He will become the 25th commissioner or assistant to Mayor Lindsay to resign when he leaves in April. Former Governor Robert Miner of New Jersey says he wants that job again. Miner says he will announce his candidacy for the Democratic nomination for governor in Newark next Wednesday. Sources at the State Department in Washington say Kenneth Keating, former U.S. Senator from New York, will be named as the American ambassador to India within a month. Keating is now serving as a judge on the New York State Court of Appeals. A district judge in Houston, Texas, has issued a restraining order against Mark Rudd. The order bars Rudd from the campus of the University of Houston. Rudd is a former student protest leader at Columbia University. The New Jersey State Board of Education has given its approval to the Rutgers University plan to admit disadvantaged students. The students will come from three cities where Rutgers has its campuses. The university acted after student demonstrations in Newark and Camden. Many residents of Secaucus, New Jersey, have been complaining about slow mail deliveries. The Chamber of Commerce has decided to do something about it. The Chamber is in the process of renting a horse and finding a rider with a cowboy suit. The Pony Express-style rider will pick up unstamped mail and deliver it anywhere in Secaucus. The Chamber of Commerce says the idea is symbolic of the present mail system, which it says is on the level of the 1860s. The weather, partly sunny, seasonable temperatures today, a high in the low 50s, clear and cold tonight, with a low in the mid-30s. Sunday, sunny and milder. It's 44 degrees in New York City now and cloudy. This is John Wolfe, WNBC News. Now back to NBC's Monitor.
Go north or south, go east or west. Just get in your car and you'll head for the best.
Whether you're in a diner in Denver, Colorado, a car in Carthage, Missouri, or at home in Helena, Montana, you're no further from the whole weekend world than your radio speaker. I'm Gene Rayburn. Now come a little closer. A little closer. Come on, come on, come on, closer. That's it. You want to be able to hear Trini Lopez clearly, don't you?
In a little cafe, just the other side of the border, she was sitting there giving me looks that made my mouth water. So I started walking her way. She belonged to Padme Jose. And I knew I should leave, and I heard her say, when I looked, the cafe was empty. And there stood Jose. He said, "Man, you're in trouble plenty. Apura que vino la policía." So I dropped the drink from my hand, and through the window I ran. And as I rode away, I will never forget how she said, "Come, my little big boxer, you might cut the man, so big and so strong. Come, my little big boxer, I'm all alone, and the night is so long."
Close enough. Don't touch me. Say, the Oak Flooring Institute is pleased to announce that oak floors are in again. In fact, they've never been out. For a time, though, there was a little time when the wall-to-wall urge rolled across the country. Some people actually covered up their beautiful oak floors with a monotonous one-color look of wall-to-wall carpeting. But today's leading interior designers have started the trend back to exposed oak floors and area rugs, and floors have started to swing again. These designers like the look of rich colored oriental rugs on gleaming oak floors or bright contemporary accent rugs on dark finished oak. Whatever you want to do with a room, however you want to decorate, oak fits right in. Its beautiful grain and coloring brings the warmth of nature into any setting. Do I sound sincere? A new urethane finishes make oak floors easier than ever to care for. And oak's beauty is permanent. You'll never have to replace your oak floors. If you're buying a new home, don't get caught in the wall-to-wall fad. Insist on the floor that's always in style, oak. You don't take a chance with oak floors. Say, we hear a great deal of talk about freedom these days, especially from the younger segment of society, but many people don't seem to understand that freedom without knowledge can sometimes be a dangerous thing, especially when it comes to experimenting with drugs. In Mother's latest regular feature, Dr. Donald B. Luria, president of the New York State Council on Drug Addiction and author of a new book, The Drug Scene, discusses one of the current dangers.
Several years ago, glue sniffing was very popular, and then this fad diminished, but as of 1969, it is once again becoming popular, and the young people are using everything, including airplane cement, household cements, lighter and cleaner fluids, nail polish remover, paint thinners, and many other drugs which are volatile in nature. Now, if an individual takes glue by the nasal route, that is, if one sniffs glue, he may get giddy, euphoric, may have hallucinations, and these can either be pleasant or terrifying. But there are very real dangers to this. It is said that glue sniffing produces brain damage or kidney damage. There's really no evidence that this is true. Recently, there has been a single study suggesting there may be some liver damage, although this does not appear to be severe. But there are other dangers, and these are very important indeed. If an individual becomes a chronic glue sniffer, or a chronic sniffer of any vapor, he may get very severe psychological deterioration. Furthermore, if he sniffs the glue in a plastic bag, which is placed over the head, he may suffocate. And there have been an increasing number of deaths due to administration of the drug in this fashion. Additionally, one who sniffs glue or similar vapors may have sudden brain swelling, and this too has led to death in a small number of individuals. Furthermore, they may get into trouble by accidents. That is, people have sniffed glue while standing on the top of a building and have fallen off. It is also worth noting that some individuals who cannot obtain their glue will turn to other drugs in virtual desperation, including carbon tetrachloride or gasoline. And they may, of course, get very severe liver damage or lead poisoning from this. And the final point to note is that there has been one very recent study suggesting that one may get genetic harm, that is, chromosomal damage, from the use of glues. This is Donald B. Luria for Monitor.
Dr. Luria will be heard again later this weekend on Monitor, at which time he'll discuss some of the basic reasons for drug use. Moving on now to much more pleasant ground, we find this message.
Here's a reminder from your FTD florist. Easter Sunday's just around the corner, and now is the time to call or visit your nearby FTD florist. When you order early, he'll assure on-time delivery, even save you money on out-of-town orders. And this year, there's more. Many FTD florists can send a combination of flowers and candy, but flowers plus or flowers alone, the time to order for Easter is now. The one who can make it all happen is your FTD florist.
Monitor music. Here's Patti Page with the love song.
Listen for the love song. Listen for the love song. If you think your chance for love is growing slim, you'll be all alone some night when lights are dim. Then across the crowd in your eyes see him. You'll hear a melody playing, and then your heart will start saying, run, 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 run to him. Listen for the love song.
Shopping days left till Christmas, folks. Now, why did I say that? Well, I just said it to see if you're paying attention. And since you are, you undoubtedly already know that you're on the Monitor Beacon.
It's worth a trip from anywhere to shop at A&S. Today at A&S Brooklyn store only, a huge clearance and sale of furniture, sleep sofas, and mattresses. Save 30 to 50% off A&S original prices on excess stock, floor samples, and one-of-a-kinds. Furniture for every room, in every style, from odd pieces to complete sets. Reduced today up to 50%, even more. For example, beautiful occasional tables in all styles were $69 to $119. Today they're $25 to $69.88. Floor sample convertible sofas sold in A&S for $299 to $389. Your choice today, $195 to $275. Magnificent five-piece modern bedrooms that yesterday were $399 to $599. Today only, they're reduced 30 to 40%. Pay just 10% down. Today, Saturday only, at Abraham & Strauss, Brooklyn store only.
WNBC, Radio 660, New York.
If you suffer from nervous headaches, here's why you should try Anacin. Everyone who works under severe strain often gets tension headaches. Everyone knows doctors have their choice of pain relievers, but Anacin contains the one doctors recommend most for headaches. And Anacin gives you twice as much of this as any other leading extra-strength tablet. In minutes, pain goes, and so its nervous tension goes. Anacin relieves pain, so relaxes its tension fast. Anacin tablets.
Have you heard about the successful treatment for hemorrhoids? Several doctors, outstanding in their profession, proved this exclusive medication gives prompt temporary relief from pain and actually shrinks hemorrhoids except in severe or persistent cases. It's called Preparation H. Yes, in most cases, Preparation H relieves pain, irritation, and causes a reduction of hemorrhoids. Remember, for best results, follow directions. Preparation H.
Gang, and she's mine, Gene Rayburn and Monitor, and we're yours. And here's a Monitor tip for you. Next time you serve gravy or barbecue sauce, try using a teapot instead of an open gravy dish. It's easier to use, causes less mess, and keeps the gravy or sauce hotter longer. Now, something else in the hot department.
Hot dogs, Armor hot dogs. What kind of kids eat Armor hot dogs?
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids in Armor hot dogs. Tough kids, sexy kids.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dogs kids eat day and night.
Sad kids, funny kids, kids who fly a kite.
Love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids love to bite.
Lunchtime, dinner time, snack time, anytime's fun time when a kid bites into a juicy all-meat Armor hot dog.
Hot dogs. Armor hot dogs. The dogs kids love to bite.
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola.
Certainly one of the most interesting men in sports has to be Tom Mascheri. By trade, Tom is a basketball player for the Seattle Supersonics. By avocation, he's a poet. Right from the start, his has been a different kind of life. And the other day, I asked him if he'd tell us a little about his background.
I think I've told the story so many times, it comes easy. My parents were refugees from the Russian Revolution in 1917. My grandfather and my mother's side was in the Duma, the Russian Senate. And when the Bolsheviks took over what is now Leningrad, Petrograd, at that time, they escaped. It's ironic in a way that they were imprisoned in the same winter palace that the Tsar and Tsarina were. And they escaped and went across the Urals with many of the Russian immigrants now, and they escaped, like many white Russians, to Manchuria. There they tried to pick up the pieces a little bit. And that's where my mother and father met, and I was born.
Now, you went to school in San Francisco.
Right.
And you were kind of a gawky kid at
until about, what, 12 years old? I was 13 or 14, Joe. I grew from 5'11" to 6'3" in one summer.
Well, now, basketball, was that your life preserver, so to speak?
Yeah, it was the way. I was fairly coordinated, though. I was gangly and awkward. I was fairly good with basketball. So this is the way I became a human being.
You say it pretty well in your poem, 1950. Would you read that for us, Thomas?
I'd love to. In retrospect of early spring, 5 street crossings and a bus ride, 9 more blocks to the nearest park, dreams growing like new grass, and legs growing faster than any other member, bones sticking out all over like a turkey dinner. The boy who used to be a tree climber and rock thrower, now throwing basketballs and baseballs and footballs, up and down asphalt courts, climbing clipped diamonds. There's more decision in a 12-year-old spring than 13 or 11. Mind shaken to the top, ready to pop like a bottle of Coke, and not quite sure of anything. Time, 1950, early spring.
Later today on Monitor, more conversation and poetry with basketball player Tom Mascheri. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
The Rexall One Cent Sale is back in town. The Rexall One Cent Sale is here.
This is the original One Cent Sale, where you get twice as much for just a penny more. It's on at your Rexall drugstore right now. Save on scores of One Cent Sale items. Rexall products are guaranteed to satisfy or your money back. Don't miss this big chance to save. The Rexall One Cent Sale is on now, exclusively at your Rexall store. Ends this Saturday night.
This is one of those songs. King Richard's Flugel Knights are jousting with it and winning.
Salem, you get a menthol taste that's country soft, country fresh. Take a puff. It is springtime.
You can take Salem out of the country.
Thank you.
I'm talking to you. Werner Mueller with a dumb song called La 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 La, but we have to play it because I think it's a hit. And besides, we have our orders.
Say, here's a news item. The trip between Australia and Africa will take longer next year because the continents are drifting apart. So says a French scientist. Now, don't go rushing off at just a silly centimeter longer. NBC Monitor News on the Hour is just ahead. Gene Rayburn here.
Stop! Don't touch that guy! He'll be back on Monitor in just a while. On air!
Is this the fabled Aladdin's lamp? Not quite, but almost. An income of over $630 a month for the rest of your life without touching a penny of your savings. It can be yours. Take a starting age of 25 as an example. By depositing $100 a month at the Dime, the big savings bank for all New York, you'd have over $152,000 before taxes at age 65. You only save $48,000. The balance is Dime dividends. Then you could draw $630 a month for the rest of your life without touching a penny of your principal. This is based on the Dime's latest dividend of 5% a year, paid from day of deposit, compounded quarterly. Make it a Dime Trust Savings Account by naming on the account those you wish to provide for. If anything happens to you, the proceeds are payable to those you have named. For a free booklet explaining the different Dime Savings Accounts and for postage-free forms, write Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, New York, 10020. That's Trust Savings, WNBC Radio, New York. The Dime Savings Bank of Brooklyn, member of the FDIC.
WNBC Radio 660, New York.